So I was thinking about that, our celebration stories. You know, when the baby comes forward for baptism and we have the party in the fellowship hall because we have just brought into the family of God one of God's precious, precious children. So we celebrate and we enjoy the wonder of that moment that God has touched this child and said, "You are mine." Eventually the child will grow and say, "Yeah, I am." And we have another celebration that we call confirmation. And we have cakes and parties and covered dishes. And we celebrate youth or even adults who have made that choice, that affirmation of faith to say yes. That they once who were lost are now found. And we celebrate it. These parables are really parables about the celebration of the one that got found. So two things are happening in these parables. It's the story of the lost. And that Jesus seeks the lost. In fact, I love that he eats with sinners. Because then he'll always be at my table. I don't know about yours, but he's going to be at my table. But Jesus was always going to those who were lost, those who were outside of what was considered the acceptable circle. And he was seeking them out. He was calling them in. He was welcoming them in with love. He was saying to them, "You have value. The culture might not think you do, but I know that you have value because of whose you are. You are the Lord's. And come on home." So that was happening, and those who were on the inner circle, the Pharisees and the scribes, they were grumbling because he was hanging out with people who were kind of unsavory. He was hanging out with people who might have tattoos. He was hanging out with people who might not have showered. He was hanging out with people who were robbing them of their money because they were tax collectors. How dare he hang out with people who weren't on the inside? But as he tells them this parable, he not only tells them about God seeking those who were on the outside, God reaching for the one who felt lost. He tells them about the celebration that happens when they're found. So often these parables are preached as if we're the seekers, aren't we? We're the woman looking for the lost coin. We're the shepherd looking for the lost sheep. That's not who we are. We're the sheep. We're that lost sheep somewhere on the ledge. On the ledge of whatever it is that brought us there. The ledge of guilt. The ledge of bitterness. The ledge of obsessions. The ledge of anger. The ledge of grief. We're the ones there lost that Jesus is seeking. The ledge of an addiction or the ledge of a disease. We're the ones that Jesus is going to find. And when Jesus finds us, can you just imagine that moment? When Jesus Christ finds you in that dark place, in that place of feeling so lost, you don't know where you're going. In the lost of aging. That's, for me, that's become one of those places where sometimes I feel lost. Because I don't know who I am anymore. Because the young me isn't who I am today. And Jesus finds me right there in that space. And holds me and he says, "Right now you're the most precious, precious person. Come home. I love you. Graying hair, I love you. 50 pounds heavier, I love you with arthritis. I love you with all of who you are, the awkwardness, the craziness, the procrastinator within you. I love that you can't get your bulletin straight. I love you. Come home." That's the Jesus who calls us, who are the ones to welcome in that lost person, the ones who get so excited when we see Virgie come in the door, or we see Sarah come in the door, or we see Peanut come in the door, or we see Patricia come in the door. Oh, I got to get over to this side of the church. And we see Well, we might not get excited when Matt comes in the door. Yes, we will. We get excited when Matt comes in the door and when Randy comes and when Megan comes and when babies come. We get excited that they're here, don't we? We get excited when we see the choir loft filled. We get happy. Well, Jesus in heaven gets happy when a sinner is found. And what he asks of us is to join in the celebration. We're not talking about the parable of the prodigals, I don't think yet, but that's the problem with the older son. He doesn't want to join in the celebration. But that's what we're called to do. We are either the scribes and the Pharisees grumbling because Jesus is hanging out with people we wouldn't hang out with. I wouldn't sit at that table. Look how they're dressed. Do you know what they do on Saturday nights? Let me tell you. No, I'm not gonna. Clergy privilege here. But Jesus is over there. And Jesus says, hey, gang, come on over and join the party. Come on over. Let the people who need to know most that they are loved, let them know they're loved. Let's celebrate with them. Let's rejoice with them. And granted, okay, all of us at some point are going to fall again, aren't we? At some point, we're going to find ourselves in that dark, sinful place again, in a habit we thought we had broken years ago, but there it raises its head, and there we are again, lost. Well, you know what Jesus does? He goes and he finds us again and calls us back in. And what are we supposed to do as the group that comes and gathers around that lost sinner? Are we supposed to go, you did it again? When are you ever going to learn? Is that what Jesus calls us to do? No. Jesus calls us to say, oh, you came home again. We're so excited. Here, come sit down. Have a meal. Have some fried chicken and barbecue and maybe some macaroni and cheese. And Sarah's going to make you cake. We're going to have a party because you're back home. And we love you. Did you know we've been praying for you to come back home? That's what we're called to do again and again and again. I've been that lost coin. I don't know if you've been that lost coin. I've been that lost sheep. So out there wondering if I would ever, ever be able to find myself. And Jesus said, no, you don't find yourself. I find you. And when I find you, I show you who God created you to be. Now grow into her. He didn't say this way, though. That's just my interpretation. Yeah, darn. But he says, rejoice with me. He calls all his friends. The shepherd calls all his friends and says, rejoice with me, I found my sheep. And the woman calls her friends and says, rejoice with me, I found my coin. We need to rejoice. When those who walk in our doors see the smiles on our faces and know how happy we are that they are here with us, they might experience just a touch of how happy heaven is that they have come home. They just might know a little bit about that party that's going on up in heaven for them. So, what are we to do about our own celebration stories? Isn't this the stewardship of witness? What are we to do about our celebration story? Might that not be the story we need to tell to someone who's lost? We might not be Jesus, but we might be Jesus's front person who's going out finding that lost sinner, that lost person, that lost one who just needs to know they're loved. And we could say, hey, Jesus loves you. And they're going to go, yeah, this I know. I heard the Bible told me so. But when we say to them, let me tell you how Jesus loved me, how he loves me. Let me tell you my story. Can I witness to you about what my life was like before Jesus? Can I tell you what my my story is now? Can I tell you how Jesus transformed my life by his love? Can I tell you how Jesus loved me? And this I know, not just because the Bible told me so, because Jesus told me so too. And guess what? He loves you. He loves you. Let me share my story. When we share our stories, our celebration stories of when God transformed our lives, when we share them with someone who needs to hear that story of love, God can use our witness to help someone see that Jesus loves them too, that they matter, that the celebration continues, and that we can't wait to party with them. This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them. I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. So let's let the party begin and share our stories. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.